What's up, party people? How are you? This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, no sugar added. I am so glad you are here. So today I'm going to talk to you about being a victim or a victor, and that is completely up to you, right? So I want to just get some stuff out of my way here. So today I want to have, there's like a special treat, right? So you got like a twofer. So make sure that after you are done with watching me right now, you stay on here on WinJack TV, because right after me, the Win-Win Effect is going to drop its episode today with Chris Ross. So I want to make sure that you do not miss it, because that is going to be freaking awesome. So don't even go nowhere. Just stay here on YouTube, stay here on WinJack TV or wherever you're watching, and stay and watch, because it's going to drop right after this. So guys, thank you so much for being with me today. If you are here, I want you to comment, say good morning. Hey, Garen, good morning. Say good morning to me. Let me know that you're here, because I want to make sure that, you know, we connect with one another. Thank you so much. This type of energy, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming at you, Garen. I'm coming at you. So I want to thank you guys for being here with me today. And make sure that you go on to WinJack. As you know, I am trying to grow my community, and that is on winjack.com/register. Just go on there. It is free, guys. It is free. I don't know how many times I got to tell you. Get your behinds on there. Get on there and make sure that you register. Build out your profile and everything. There's a lot of cool stuff coming on. I was just talking to Lord Chris Ross about like an app and all this other great stuff happening. So I need you to get on there, because otherwise you're going to miss out. And then you're going to be mad at me because I didn't tell you to get on there. So go on to winjack.com/register and just make your free profile. Get on there and make it happen. All right. So I am super excited about life. And I realized one thing, like I have been living a really long time in my life, like as this victim, you know, as this victim. And so I said, you know, I was thinking about this in the last few days, and mostly last night as well, where I was like, I need to realize what I've gone through, how I've gone through it, and why, right? Because being a victim or a victor is up to you. And I realized that that was up to me, right? And I'm going to give you a very short timeline of my life and to show you what I've been through, that I could have stayed a victim but decided differently, right? So just from birth, I can tell you that I was rejected by my father. I don't even have his last name. He didn't tell anybody about me until he was dying. Okay. I didn't even know he died until a year after he died. Right. I was physically abused and molested by my stepfather for years, and started at the age of 6. Right. I always lived with poverty in my life. I was raised in the projects, and we always struggled. There was always, you know, that next welfare check and whatever. My mom did what she could, but we lived in a poverty mentality, right? I found a boyfriend at 13 years old, and age 14 found me pregnant. Age 15, a mother of a son, right? To a freaking guy who was a monster in my life, and he raped and beat me on many occasions. I actually ran because my relationship with him nearly ended in my murder, with a gun to my head as he pulled the trigger, okay? I ran for my life at the age of 17 to 19. That found me living in a battered women's shelter, like struggling, really struggling to survive, to support my baby, to try to finish high school, guys. I wasn't even done with high school yet, okay? And then at the age of 21, I wanted to run away from this toxic environment, and I got married and pregnant again with another amazing son, who is like everything. These kids are everything to me. But at the age of 27, right? So here I am. All right, finally, I think I got this right, right? I got 2 kids. I'm married, whatever. My husband leaves me for an 18-year-old, okay? Left me. Single mom, took everything out of the bank, left my behind, all right? He took everything he could from me and gave me a miserable divorce. And I had to like literally work 12, 13 hour shifts to take care of my babies, while I had my oldest son have to take care of my youngest because I had no one to watch them. I was a single mom with no one. Okay. Hard freaking times. At the age of 29, I found my second husband. We are amazing. We're still married 21 years later. I'm aging myself. But you know what? Through our marriage, we lost our home to a fire the first time, right? And we became homeless. And we always struggled financially because we were both not raised with the right mentality when it came to winning, when it came to being victorious. We were always victims and we struggled financially and we were always getting evicted and just couldn't keep things going, just couldn't keep things above water. And you feel like you're going to freaking drown. And at the age of 34, I was miserable. I had a dead-end job. I hated what I was doing. I was a medical assistant in an ultrasound tech for 15 years. I couldn't take it anymore. I quit my job and I went to school. Well, while I was in school, entering at the age of 35, entering college, because I had no education past my high school. I made sure that I graduated high school, but then it was life, tragedy, 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 life, tragedy, right? And entering college at the age of 35, we lost everything. We lost everything. So I went into college. We literally lost our home, our cars. My husband lost his business, like all of that. And we were homeless for real. We slept in our car. We slept in our friend's living room. We slept on couches, whatever we can do to survive. I had to take my babies, my kids. They were grown now, and I had to give them to other people to watch or to have them in their home or their father or whatever I could do, right? But that heartache lasted over a year and a half. That was freaking hard. So victim or victor, you choose. And I know that it took me just a few moments, right? Just like, 7 minutes of me talking to you to tell you all I have been through, from rejection to abuse to rape to beaten to almost murdered to homeless. The whole thing only took me a few moments to tell you about, but it took 35, 40 years to get through that, right? And one of the biggest aspects of becoming a victor for me was my faith in God, which produced a faith within me. And I know that if God is for me, what can prevail against me? All of these things that I have told you should have broken my ass. It should have really destroyed me. And it almost did. I suffered with depression and anxiety. I suffered with all of that. An accumulation of 30 to 40 years of constantly getting life handed to you, right? Constantly getting life handed to you and beating you up. But I'm a fighter and I fight back. So when life hit me, I hit it back, right? Victim or victor? You choose, right? And you know what? This is life. This is the human experience, right? That we have to realize we are alive because of these experiences. And like when you have bad shit happen to you, it is so much more rewarding when the good times come, right? So you know that you are alive. And you have to realize that not everything is here to destroy you and you can't go through stuff. BS, you can go through a lot of things in life. Now you can choose to be the victim or the victor, completely up to you. It is your choice. Now, am I saying that you can't take medication to help you through things or go to therapy? Of course you can, you should, right? If that's what you need. For me, I needed to realize all I have been through and what was I going to do about that? Life is hard. Things happen. It sucks. It hurts like hell sometimes. But you can't just ignore the fact that these are human experiences and that these things are not always going to be to your liking. You're not always going to have everything come to you and manifest the world around you to be amazing all the time. Now, that doesn't mean that when stuff happens to you, that something's wrong with you, that when you're going through an emotion, when you're going through sadness or anger or bitterness or whatever it is, that doesn't mean that something's wrong with you, right? That doesn't mean that you are a victim or have to be a victim. That doesn't mean that you have to sit there and actually accept it and just take it, because that's what it is. Don't get me wrong. I don't want anybody to think that mental health, I'm saying that mental health is not a real thing. The hell it isn't. Yes, it is. Mental health is a real thing. I suffered from depression. I suffered from anxiety. I suffered from chronic stress in my life. But my faith has shown me that I will prevail. And I have, right? And you have to also learn that through the experiences that you go through, you create resilience and you create the fortitude in your mind. That's how you do it. Through strength, through broken things, right? Like I was talking to a trainer who said, you know, you have to break down the muscle fibers to build it back up. And that is your brain. You have to learn that through your experiences, that stuff that you go through, you're going to create resilience and fortitude in your mind. There is a strength that you create in your mind that will show you how to move forward, that will actually prepare you for the battles that you will go through, and the next battle that you will go through, and the next battle that you will go through, because you're going to go through quite a few. When you are the victim, though, you don't want to fight a battle. You think the world is against you, and you don't realize that the battle is there to build up your strength. The battle is there to make you the victor. If you take that perception and that mindset to know that you don't have to be a victim. You can move forward to the next step and then the next one and then the next one. I was watching a commercial of a pharmaceutical company and it was like, if you're tired, you might need this. If you're, you know, if you're feeling anxious or if you're feeling stressed or if you're feeling, and I'm like, all of those are human experiences. Stop trying to, you feed me all this crap, all these pharmaceutical companies and all these people online that keep feeding you crap like you're not going to be okay. If you start building the fortitude in your mind, you are going to be okay. There's nothing wrong with you that you're struggling through something, right? Not everything is going to be great. Not everything is going to be good, but there will be good and there will be great. But don't let people bullshit you with stuff that is not true. Life happens. All right. I just don't want it to shock you when life happens. Life happens. It sucks sometimes, but it's life and it's an experience. And it's a beauty in that. Right. And I can guarantee you about 100% guarantee that you will have discomfort, pain, betrayal, anger, frustration, a worry, you know, all these emotions that are a natural human experience. I can guarantee you by 100% that you will have them in your life. 100% guaranteed, right? And there's going to be amazing things as well. There are going to be good things as well and things that happen to show you what you have already encountered and overcome, how you are the victor in this. Right? Because you realize that the next time that this awful thing happens, you're just a little bit better. You're just a little bit better. You might not be completely there, but you're a little bit better. And sometimes stuff just happens like, whoa, this is either amazing or whoa, this is really destructive and it's going to really hurt. But just because you go through really effed up times, and just because things are really, really bad and really, really hard, it doesn't mean that you are not okay. That things are going to destroy you. It just feels like crap right now, right? When you're going through stuff, I encourage you to build your faith and build your mind, build your fortitude to know that you are going to go through stuff and that you are actually going to fight this battle and that you are going to come out stronger for it, right? If you feel defeated, if you feel broken, you may be right now, but that is not a forever thing. Maybe you're just merely bent, right? When you don't feel like, at least this is how I talk to myself. When I am like really struggling emotionally, mentally, I'm like, damn, you know, and I feel like I'm defeated, I stand. And then when I can't stand, I stand some more, right? And I stop allowing others. I've stopped that a long time ago. I do not have pity parties anymore, and I don't invite you to it either. I stopped allowing others to just sit there and appease my victimhood because I did that for a very long time. I surround myself with those that will support me through my victory. That's who I surround myself for. I do that to surround myself with people who will make me victorious. Hello, beauty goals. I want to make sure that I do not allow people to be around me that are going to appease my victimhood and tell me that it's okay for me to sit in that shit. I'm not going to do that. But I will surround myself with that person who says, girl, I got you. I know you're going through this, but I promise you there is a tomorrow. Yes, understand that you're going to go through some stuff, victim or victor. That's your choice. You are going to go through some stuff. Now, I want you to start putting in your mind the word through, because that's what you're doing, is you're going through that shit. You don't have to stay stuck there. I want you to start thinking about when you're going through something, what does a person who is not a victim do here? What does a person who is victorious do here? How do I act like a person who is victorious? How do I act like a person who is abundant in their thinking? What does a person act like when they're wealthy? What does a person act like when they're joyful? Like when you start to ask yourself those questions, you're going to want to know what that looks like, what that feels like, what that makes you think about, right? You got to get your mind right. You got to get your mind moving forward, because tomorrow is coming. Now you have to choose when you come tomorrow. Are you a victim or a victor? You choose. You will wake up tomorrow, maybe, maybe not. Not everybody's promised tomorrow. But if you wake up tomorrow, how do you want to wake up? How do you want to wake up? Because you're the only one that can make that decision. And I personally, because I've been stuck in shit before, I'd rather be stuck in faith. I'd rather be stuck in knowing that I'm an overcomer. I'd rather be stuck in knowing that tomorrow will bring better things. I'd rather be stuck in true joy. I'm not talking about happiness, giddy all the time. Sometimes when you're going through bad things, you don't feel like being happy, but you can be rooted in joy. And I'd rather be stuck in being fulfilled. I'd rather be stuck in knowing that I am a victor, no longer a victim, no longer. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. The truth is victim, victor. The choice is yours. But I know me. I did the victim stuff. I did that for a very long time, a little too damn long, because I mean, I'm going to be 50 this year. Do I still want, for real? Like I want to live the next whatever day or 50 years a victim? I think not. Am I still growing? Hell yeah. Do I have a lot to learn? Hell yeah. My husband will attest to that, right? But you have to choose, right? If you, what does it say? If you don't choose, the universe will choose for you, as right? That is so freaking true. So true. Because, and also that's all you see, right? It's the red car syndrome. That's all you'll see, is all of your victimness. Everywhere you go, you will see, oh, see, now that happened to me because all this always happens to me. I never can move forward. And you will literally create the environment to help you be the victim you want to be. I used to be a victim because I allowed my circumstances to create a weakness in my mind where I thought, I can't do it. This is too hard, because of him, because of her, because of them, because of whatever. And I did that for a very long time. And I realized that throughout my growing up and throughout my years, I mean, I'm like I said, I'm going to be 50. You gain a lot of wisdom because life beats you up. How did I do that? Because I was no longer a victim. I was a victor. And what happens is I took all of my pain, all of my experiences, all of the shit that happened to me, and I decided that I was going to do something about it. And when life hit me, I hit it back. And that's how you hit it back, with success. You hit it back with knowing that you're going to make it and you're going to do what you got to do and stop whining. Right? I'm talking about me. Maybe you like to whine. I'm talking about me. I said, girl, you better get up, because whining ain't serving you. And it definitely isn't doing anything to improve your life. And when I wrote my book, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, I realized victim or victor, you choose. I choose victor. I hope that you do too, because I don't want to see you anymore sitting in a place where people are going to appease your victimhood. As soon as you see that, as soon as you see that people are surrounding you and saying it's okay, or you can stay there, or blah, 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 or life isn't fair. No, life isn't fair. Nobody said it was going to be fair. Nobody's, you know, and that's the thing. Where did you even get that from? Life isn't fair. It isn't. It's shit sometimes, but it is also freaking amazing. So start looking at the things you want to be victorious in. Start looking at what people who are victorious already, what do they do? How do they act? How do they think? How do they feel? What did they write about? Read a damn book. Right? Do something. Don't sit in mess and then worry about why you can't get out of it. Make your mess your message. Become the victim that you become the victim. Become the victor that you want to become and stop being a victim. And the only one that can do this is you. The only one that can do this is you. Victim or victor? You choose. Guys, I know this was a really short one. I don't know if you guys have anything else you want to say, but I want you to make sure that you think about everything that you're going to do. Choose wisely. I ask you to choose wisely, victim or victor. Like, victim can feel really good when you're sitting up in that nonsense and it feels like it's just like eating at your emotions and you want to stay there. Believe me, I had so many freaking pity parties. It was ridiculous. Right? But at some point, I wanted to get six figures and over. I wanted to thrive. I wanted to do better things in my life. And I'm still growing. I'm still doing it. But I'm no longer a victim. I'm doing it from a position of winning. I want you to win. I want you to win, whatever that means to you. All right? So guys, I want to thank you for being here, but I also want to make sure I tell you again, do not leave. We're going to close out right now, but I want to make sure that you stay on WinJack TV because the Win-Win Effect is going to drop its episode right after this one, and it's going to be pretty freaking awesome. And also join my free community. Please, please go on to winjack.com/register. Join my free community because I'm trying to build it out with whatever it is people want and want to see and discussions and all this great stuff on there. And I can't do it without you. So thank you guys for being here with me. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.
This broadcast is brought to you by WinJack Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.